From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PBGA Radio News.
For the week of June 19, 2006, it is the Disc Golf News. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thank you for joining us on this summer solstice week. And we've got an amateur world's preview for you this time. That's right, AMs and juniors are headed to Tulsa next month to crown some new champions. Joe Rotan will join us to tell you what to expect. Plus, we've got results from Konnichiwa, the Japan Open, and a preview of the Discraft Great Lakes Open in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Plus, Chris Sprague will be joining us. He's in a clinic on how to avoid choking in a tournament. So listen up, Phil Mickelson, you and the rest of us will all learn something perhaps this week on PDGA Radio News. Brought to you by Innova Champion Discs at InnovaDiscs.com and Discraft at Discraft.com.
Controlled Distance has a new name.
Discraft presents the Surge Maximum Distance Driver in the new ESP line of grippy, durable, high-tech plastic. One throw and you'll know. The Surge was engineered for one purpose, to allow the average disc golfer to throw farther with more control. And the new ESP plastic means it's grippy, yet built to last. The Surge Maximum Distance Driver, available now from Discraft, the world leader in disc sports. It only happens once every 2 years in Tochigi, Japan. The Japan Open 150 class disc, 27 holes, wind and fog. And here we go. Valerie Jenkins going into the final nine has a two-stroke lead. But Juliana Korver trying to ruin her day. She's not going to get it done, though. Valerie Jenkins is your winner by one, followed by Juliana Korver, Des Redding, Annie Kremel, Carrie Berlager, and Naoko Inami for the women. Now, in the open division, the defending champ, Avery Jenkins, going into the final nine with a four-stroke lead. Looks like it's a no-brainer, but Stevie Rico comes out of nowhere with some amazing shots, and they are tied up after regulation. Going to the playoff, Stevie Rico, fine, no problem. Avery Jenkins finds OB, and that is going to do it. Stevie Rico is your winner. Avery Jenkins will take second place, followed by Barry Schultz, Nathan Doss, David Fellberg, and Sweden's Marcus Kallström. And that's how it went at the Japan Open.
It's time for the clinic, and if there's one thing I always try to do, it is admit my faults. For example, in disc golf, I'll school you. I'll take your $5. I will call you Sally, as long as it's not in a tournament. In a tournament situation, I typically just suck. I'll admit it. I just can't handle the pressure, and I just explode. Well, some people, when they have trouble in a tournament, they call it the yips. Y-I-P-S, the yips. But typically, you only get the yips if you're good, and then you stress out and you blow up. Well, for you, my friend, if you are having trouble with stress in tournaments, professional disc golfer Chris Sprague is here to help you combat that particular problem.
To get control of your mental game, you have to, first off, your practice and your confidence with practice. If you can throw really nice upshots and putt really well from inside of 25 feet, you're not going to have to worry about your confidence off the tee. You're going to be a lot more confident to know that you're going to get up and down from wherever your drive lands, which loosens you up. It allows you to be a more relaxed thrower. And then, and because you know that you trust your second and third shot, which would be your either your upshot or your putt. Tournament yips is a definite battle that everybody goes through. And the main thing is to breathe, to know you belong there, and then to take a real hard look at the rest of the world and know that you're in a special place.
Professional disc golfer Chris Sprague has been tearing it up on tour this year. He currently resides in Oregon.
The Champion Sidewinder from Innova is the latest addition to the state-of-the-art Champion line. The Sidewinder is designed for long turnover shots and long-distance rollers. The extra-long glide will add D to your drive no matter how big your arm is. And the Sidewinder is made with Champion Line plastic, so it holds up round after round. Your game just got better with a new Sidewinder from Innova, number one in disc golf.
What's up? This is Stevie Rico, and you're listening to PDGA Radio News.
In the big picture, next month about 500 disc golfers will head to Tulsa, Oklahoma for the 2006 Amateur and Junior Disc Golf World Championships, July 24th through the 29th. Joe Rotan is a board member on the Tulsa Disc Sports Association. He is also one of the organizers of this event. We called him up for a preview of Am Worlds.
My name is Joe Rotan. My PDGA number is 13827. and I am a Tulsa Disc Sports Association board member associated with the 2006 AM and Junior Worlds.
And the event's coming up July 24th through the 29th, and it's really becoming, you know, decision time for players. And we're going to talk a little bit more about, for folks who are not yet registered, how they can make that happen. But, Joe, let's start out by hearing a little bit about the club there in Tulsa. Tell us about the scene, the disc golf scene in Tulsa.
The disc golf scene is awesome in Tulsa. We have quite a few courses. I think by the time AM Worlds leaves, we'll have upwards of 17 courses in the area. Hundreds of club members, very strong, structured club with a nonprofit status, tax-exempt status by the state, which has allowed us to go out into avenues and meet people and bring them to golf that we normally wouldn't be able to.
Who are some of the names that people would know who have helped to shape the Tulsa scene? Who are some of the movers and shakers there?
Your Rick Neals, your Kevin McCoys, your Mitch McClellans, your Wayne Forrest. There's just a bunch of guys that have been doing a lot of work for a lot of years, even prior to my arrival here. They kind of started the train that is now going to be known to the world as Tulsa. But those are some of your most known.
And what was it that motivated you guys to say, hey, you know what, we want to host the AM and Junior Disc Golf World Championships?
Actually, it started with an initiative our state coordinator, Kevin McCoy, has been on since he's taken over and kind of get Oklahoma up to speed with some of our neighbors to get some of the local and state government and bodies to kind of grow our sport in the way of course count and awareness. As you know, we have the Oklahoma Open, which is an A-tier, and at one point I believe Kevin was trying or wanting to make it a national tour. And in conversing with the PDJ, he found out that there was a possibility to bid on AM Worlds for this year. So we started the process actually about a year and a half, year and three quarters ago, to land Worlds here as part of a bigger plan to make, you know, this will obviously be the hugest AM event of the year, but in future years to come, leave us open for bigger and better things to come from the PDJ.
Well, I know that a lot of the pro world events are very exciting because, of course, we get to see the best players in the world going at it. But on the other hand, an AM and Junior Worlds event is always so much fun because people get together and they get to throw some disc golf and they get to hang out for an entire week, and it's just a huge riot. Now, you guys are coming along really well with pre-registration. You are currently, what, over 400 players are registered?
Yes.
And as I recall, doesn't Iowa have the current record for an amateur event?
Yes, the current record for an amateur turnout was 499 players in Des Moines, Iowa, 2004. I believe Becky Zalek and company currently hold that record. And we're trying to get us, at this point, with the last big rush, the PDJ as well as the TDSA believe that we can get us over that mark this year.
So this is really going to be, this is going to be a huge event.
This is going to be an extremely huge event. One of the things that you had mentioned about how the pro events, you get to see the pros and stuff. One of the things we're doing in Tulsa this year is a lot of your marshals and some of your TDs will be touring pros. So I think that a lot of people that have never really got to, say the females that have never really had to, got to have Juliana Korver as a TD or a Des Redding as a TD. If you come to Tulsa this year, chances are that's exactly what you're going to get. So with a lot of stuff like that in mind, I think that we will definitely get over that mark.
Now, you guys have a bunch of courses, so give me some idea of what kind of course challenges the players are going to be facing.
Well, we offer a little bit of everything. As you know, with the event, we've landed three new courses and parks that weren't there before through the Innova TDSA True Growth Program. That facility, championship facility, is Mohawk Park, and it's situated around the Tulsa Zoo, which is a beautiful area. It has a kind of an open course that's long. It's going to require a lot of precision shots, a lot of placement shots. And then as you go into the woods there, you can compare it to, you know, some of your courses way back east, like in Nashville or something like that, with just a bunch of trees and a bunch of rough, to where, you know, if you deviate from the flight plan at all, you are definitely going to be in trouble. We have water shots. We have, of course, the infamous Oklahoma wind. We have some courses that are short, and we have some that are long. A lot of elevation changes, a lot of different terrain. Some are in plush parks, and then some are actually just through rough terrain, dirt and rock. So it offers something for everyone. Rest assured, no matter where you're coming from, you will get to play a course unlike one you've played in your area before.
You mentioned that the wind in Oklahoma is somewhat notorious. For people who are coming from a long way away and maybe they've never spent any time in Oklahoma, what other weather-related items should they be aware of? How should they prepare when they're thinking about packing for this event?
Well, they have a saying here in Oklahoma, if you don't like our weather, wait 15 minutes and come back. For instance, today it's about 97 degrees with about a 15-mile-an-hour wind. Tomorrow morning it could be 64 degrees with a 30-mile-an-hour headwind. It just varies as time goes. We're right in the center of the United States, so we're in a couple different jet streams. So depending what jet stream is winning the battle at that time, it's kind of, you'll either get Texas-like weather or you'll get Kansas-like weather. So the best way to prepare is, you know, a lot of dry fit stuff, a lot of stuff to keep you, say, warm on a cooler evening. I don't think it's going to be that cool at all, but, you know, like we didn't think we were going to get three inches of rain day before yesterday either. So there you go. I would say bring a little bit of everything, but basically you want to make sure and get a lot of dry fit stuff, try to stay cool, some moisture wicking stuff, and make sure that you always have liquids and IV block and bug spray.
And will the players find a lot of water on the courses, or should they prepare to bring their own?
We're going to have some major water stations set up. We've had Ready Ice come forth as a sponsor of the event. So most of the courses will have like a convenience store sized ice cooler there that will be stocked each evening. But we will have 3 to 4 water stations per course, and each tournament central should have a water supply there as well. A few of the courses are going to have on-site vending and concessions. And then there's also, of course, on the map we point out most of the convenience stores and stuff in between courses.
You had mentioned one of the courses is near a zoo, which brings up another important point for folks who are bringing the entire family, because after all, a lot of people take their summer vacation and plan it around a world's event. So for family-type activities, what other things does Tulsa offer?
Well, of course, we have the zoo, and the zoo is actually doing something with the event to where we're trying to get everyone an entry into the zoo, but for sure the players will get an entry into the zoo in their players pack. Just outside of town, we have the Oklahoma Aquarium, which is kind of neat. It's a huge saltwater aquarium, freshwater aquarium. And then we have numerous tourist spots and like your laser tags, your celebration stations, etc. And we also have the Aeronautical Museum, which is out by the zoo. Oklahoma has a pretty nice history in the airline or aircraft industry. So they have a few museums that kind of share that history. There's the Native American museums. If they wanted to travel into the city, have the Cowboy Hall of Fame, the Softball Hall of Fame. There's just a bunch of stuff to do, really, just inside Tulsa that they wouldn't have to go outside of Tulsa. And a lot of that information, as the folks from the Visitors Bureau come forth with their packets, will be in the players' pack.
And now, Joe, an important question for all of those procrastinators who are listening to this interview, and that is this. What is the drop-dead, absolute last deadline for people to sign up?
July 14th is the final day. If you're not in on July 14th, you'll just be one of the many sitting back going, why could I not get my stuff into the PDGA?
This event is going to make a lot of impressions on a lot of disc golfers and their families. So for businesses who are interested in getting involved in sponsorship opportunities, what is still available there, Joe?
Well, we still have quite a few hole sponsorships available. You can sponsor a single hole for $100 at the event. We have signature sponsor packets available, which is for $25, you can have your name or company name put into the players program. And then we also have Flymart tables. The Flymart tables are going very fast this year, but we still do have some available. And the best way to lock into all those deals and get more information is go to www.2006amworlds.org and click on merchandise and go into the AmWorlds room.
And speaking of sponsors, I understand you have a celebrity and his products involved in the event. Tell me about that.
Yes, we do. We have the infamous Heisman Trophy Hall of Famer, Mr. Billy Sims, who, as you know, is an Oklahoman and a football great, has opened a chain of barbecue restaurants throughout our state and set up an internet site where he sells barbecue rubs and recipes, etc., and, of course, all of his football memorabilia. They have agreed to sign on. He signed on as a guest MC, but he's also agreed to feed the players the night of the mandatory players' meeting. Billy Sims will be out there feeding everybody, just kind of, you know, having an evening of it. And then the very next night, he'll pop up at the Fly Mart with a very limited edition Discraft Supercolor disc. It's a limited run, and the first 200 people to pre-purchase their disc prior to the event will receive VIP access. You'll be able to go into the Fly Mart an hour before the Fly Mart opens, have a personal meet and greet with Billy, a photo opportunity, and get from disc number one all the way down until the packages are sold. So Billy Sims really did step up. You know, being an Oklahoma champion, we didn't expect anything less from him, and he really has come forth. Cool deal tied in with the AmWorlds. Kicker Car Audio, a.k.a. Stillwater Design, the official car company of Overhauling the TV Show, has donated an overhaul of someone's car audio system, and they're doing this through an online raffle that's also in the product room. And in that raffle, you can win this car stereo system from the folks at Kicker, or you can win a one-of-a-kind DGA Mach 3 full-frills black multicolored metal flake one-of-a-kind basket. And in all honesty, they made two, one for the event and one for their basket museum. So that's definitely going to be one of the things that people want to get on. And tickets range from $5 up to $20 packets.
Barbecue, disc golf, and a ton of fun. It is the 2006 PDGA Am and Junior Disc Golf World Championships coming up next month, July 24th through the 29th, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Joe Rotan, thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing everyone here in Tulsa.
We've been talking with Joe Rotan, who is one of the organizers of the 2006 Amateur and Junior Disc Golf World Championships next month in Tulsa. For more information, once again, the website is 2006amworlds.org. And if you're looking for more information on how to get registered, go to pdga.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, that gray box, you will find a link that says AmWorlds Waitlist Review. Click on that and you'll find all the information you need. And you're listening to PDGA Radio News. The PDGA National Tour continues its Midwest trek this weekend in Ann Arbor, Michigan at the Discraft Great Lakes Open at the historic Hudson Mills Metro Park, home of the Monster Course. The tournament director is Rob Hauer.
This is the 26th annual Discraft Great Lakes Open. It has been one of the top events at least 10 or 15 years. Had all the top players coming for 10 or 15 years. It's been a national tour. I think this is the third year since the inception of the national tour because it's always been one of the biggest events in the country. It was one of the obvious candidates for being a national tour. They were looking for something to be bigger than the A-tiers, and they were looking for tournaments with, I think it was $8,000 to $10,000 cash added, and we were right up there at the top. Last year, the tournament was won by, in the men's open, Scott Martin. Juliana won the women, and Brad Hammack won the Masters division. 224 hole courses, both on premises, side by side, and it is one of the finest disc golf facilities in the world. It has both tight holes and open holes, left turns, right turns, straight shots. It's a fair course, but you really need to have just about everything in your bag and be able to throw every kind of shot. All the effort that's gone into the tournament, we take care of the players, both the AMs and the pros. We add quite a bit of money thanks to Discraft. Typically, we've been paying out 200%+ of the pro entry fees, which typically means we're adding about $8,000 to $10,000 in cash to the pro purse. The players pack for the AMs, we valued it at over $100, plus the prizes are fantastic. Feeding them lunch, we get lots of sponsorship, and we go above and beyond what happens at most tournaments.
Rob Hauer is tournament director for this weekend's Discraft Great Lakes Open in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Friday through Sunday, June 23rd through the 25th. Hey, first week of summer coming up this weekend, June 24th and 25th, so get out there and throw. You may do so in Reykjavik at the Icelandair Open Challenge or in Billings, Montana for the Region 7 Championships. In France, it's the Strasbourg International Open, and in Colorado, the Montrose Open. On Maui, it's the Hawaii State Championships, or a lot further north in Anchorage, it's the Alaska State Championships this weekend. Burlington, North Carolina, hosting the Alamance County Shootout. Pros on Saturday, AMSU on Sunday. In Nashville, it's the Nashville Vapor Trail, and in Florida, the Silver Springs Shootout. Plus, in Salt Lake, the Utah Women's Championship. In Arkansas, it's the second Alma Greens, and in Texas, the Conroe Open. Crystal Lake, Illinois, hosting the Crystal Cruise, Advanced and Pros on Saturday and on Sunday. And in Lake Tahoe, it's the King of the Lake. Get the full list anytime at pdga.com. Finally this week, with all the excitement of the Japan Open, we almost completely overlooked a couple of Super Tour events in the U.S. this past weekend. They were the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open and the High Plains Challenge in Fort Morgan, Colorado. So we will quickly run down some of the winners at those two events. At the Flying Disc Open, in the Open Division, it was Al Shaq, your winner, not playing in the Masters Division this time, and obviously for a good reason. Elaine King, five-time world champ, was the winner in the Open Division, and for the Masters, it was Joe Mila, all those winners at the Pittsburgh Flying Disc Open. And at the High Plains Challenge in Colorado, your winner was Minnesota's Cale LaVisca. He has been tearing it up this season. For the women, it was Peggy Berry, and Rod Baca is your winner in the Masters Division at the High Plains Challenge. And that, my friends, is the Disc Golf News for the week of June 19 for the PDGA. I'm Brian Sullivan. Thanks to our sponsors this week, Innova Champion Discs and Discraft, musical assistance from the Vamps. And until next week, I hope you will get out there, hug some plastic, stay out of the shul, and keep them in the fairways.